And it looks like there could be an uprising of U.S. Taylor Fritz is doing well. Unless he lost yesterday. I don't know. But anyway, Shelton taking on the number one seed. So we'll keep you up to date on the score of that one. Let's get out to the phone. So we start grading Orioles. Like Orioles just got an app from David Schoenfeld, rightfully so. Go to Josh at Parkville. Josh, what's up?
How you guys doing today?
Good.
Good.
I just wanted to call in right before you guys went to break. Bob, I heard you talk about how the Blue Jays had a really disappointing 2024 season. And I really do think this is a blip. When you have this young core of great talent coming through the ranks and like kind of playing together, I think people kind of forget like the growing pains of baseball and like the ups and downs of like a career. And pretty much everything that's kind of gone wrong has gone wrong with the injuries, the pitching staff. But most of the pitching staff should come back next year or even probably later this year with Bradish coming back. But I feel like with just a few signings in the offseason of pitching, like you have, I know Zach Gallen's a free agent, Cease is a free agent. And I know they're kind of having not the greatest years, but anything was better than what we brought in this past year, which we kind of swung and missed on almost every single free agent, except Laureano, who's been a fantastic signing so far. And I know Morton's turned the corner, and that's been great. And then I heard you talk about Zagano, who's kind of looking older, kind of tired, and it's kind of to be expected by a 35-year-old pitcher that hasn't really pitched on 5 days in his career until this late in his career. But I really do think this could be just a blip, and then you can kind of just turn the corner because baseball is pretty easy when it comes to kind of revamping. And like one, you could have a really good offseason and get right back into contention with this young core, another year under their belts with Jackson playing fantastic, Gunnar being a great shortstop. We just got to keep Westy healthy. And Kowser, he's always good for 25, 30 home runs if he can stay healthy and hopefully lay off that change up in the dirt but and just hunt fastballs all day and kind of stay ahead in the count. But, yeah, that's all I just wanted to say. I think this is going to be just a blip. I think we'll look back in a few years and be like, you know, this is probably a good growing pain to see, kind of look yourself in the mirror and hopefully get Adley back soon and do some damage next year. All right, I just want to hang up. We're going to hang up now and – thanks for taking my call.
Hey, I'm with you 100%. And Toronto went out and spent a bunch of dough last couple of seasons, too. They got Springer. They signed Kevin Gausman, former Oriole, among others, to free agent contracts. They did extend Vlad Jr., which is going to be huge. That's another thing, maybe, to keep an eye on this season, is what offseason, is what Elias is going to do with possibly extending some of the younger players. Gunner's going to be tough because it's a
who it's do a you scoffer. Extend?
Well, he's number one.
Right. No doubt.
Yeah. Holiday. Look, I'm not done on Adley. I mean, it's funny that everybody's talking about him like he's some scrub that just fell into the trash heap. I mean, this guy's been a stud throughout his career, no matter whatever level he's played at. And just as he was starting to get it together, got hurt. So I'm still keeping him as a long-term piece. A little bit older. Might not have to go to the 5-10-year extension level with him. But when he comes back, assuming he returns for the second half of the season, I'd like to see 280, maybe 10 bombs, on-base percentage over or OPS over 800. Then you're kind of back to what you had. And then you continue to let him be the anchor, and then more build around him. But they've got to, and to Josh's point, Nolan, get in here. Health aside. Well, with not aside, assuming Grayson, Bradish, Wells next year, right?
Mm-hmm.
Returning. You got to add to that. Now, Brandon Young, what we saw last night, is that real or is it, you know, fake? Who knows? Maybe he might be best suited for a bullpen role. We're still trying to figure out what you got with Cade Povich, but there are some workable pieces. The bullpen might have to be retooled outside of Felix Bautista. Because Soto, Dominguez, they're free agents.
Oh, it's going to be retooled.
Cano. Yeah. I mean, he's got, Mike Elias, he's got work to do. And money is going to have a lot to do with it. And he's going to have to probably trade some magic beans to add some pieces, too.
And that's exactly why I'm kind of off the long-term extension talk, personally. Like, I think it's a futile conversation anyway, because it's not going to happen for a lot of these Boris guys. And Adley, who wasn't a Boris guy, was already in a tricky situation just because of his age in terms of what do you pay him. Sure, he's a catcher, but there wasn't really a comparable catcher contract just because of his skill set. It was always a complicated picture. Now with the situation they're in, I don't care about 10 years from now. Fix this now. Get this back on track so we can actually win next year. And as you said, it's not as simple as, oh, sign one or two pitchers, we're good to go. Realistically here, we need quite the overhaul.
And look, it's not an overhaul and a rebuild traditional phase because the core is still really talented. They've got to add pieces for sure. And we were talking about it last night on BBT, as you recall. Hey, Basayo, he should be up now, in my opinion. Certainly should be up by the start of August. I'm 60. I don't give a crap about service time. Get his ass up here.
Yeah.
And let's start mashing away and see what he brings to the equation. Because Jackson Yeh was the sixth overall pick in the draft 11 years ago, and Stallings won a gold glove 4 years ago. They need to really get this thing. Let's see what Basayo could do. Holiday came up before he was ready, and we saw the results. Apparently, the hit tool for Basayo is more advanced than even Jackson Holiday was last year. So bring it down, bring her on home.
Yeah. I would think another thing that Elias needs to do this offseason, they need to do extremely deep research on why so many injuries. Because there's so many young guys.
Well, they just redid the entire training staff.
It didn't work. You know, because they've got more guys. You know, I mean, if I'm the owner, I'm asking, why are we getting so many young? Why are my young guys getting hurt so much?
Is it more of an oblique thing? I mean, Cows are sliding hammies. In. I mean, that Westberg sliding in, somebody getting plunked. I mean, you can't control that. That's just part of the baseball landscape. But others?
Yeah. I would say, Bob, you got to evaluate what we do at training camp because we get so many guys hurt early on. You know, are we doing, you know, why is Gunner getting hurt, you know, and all these guys, are they not coming in shape? What? You know, I mean, to me, those are questions. That's what I would ask if that was, you know, like, look what the Ravens did when they had all those guys hurt. You know, why did we get guys hurt? And, you know, and they went back and they got rid of the strength coach. They did this. They changed how they did things. And, you know, when you have all this, you got to look at everything.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back, take your phone calls. We will start grading the Orioles. We're going to talk pitchers here. Some good, some bad, some were good, some aren't good right now. We'll get into all of that. Orioles got an F, by the way, from David Schoenfeld overall from ESPN.com. Cordell Woodland, talk Orioles and Ravens with him. Whip around 11:15. And then Richard Skinner, WKRC in Cincinnati. Talk about the Bengals. If there's a threat to the Ravens in the AFC North, they appear to be the team.